Over 100 people have been arrested during a two-day protest at the world's largest coal port in Newcastle, Australia. The activists, who swam or used kayaks to block the port's shipping lane, were protesting against the lack of action on climate change. They claim that the disruption prevented over 500,000 tons of coal from being exported. Australia is the second largest coal exporter in the world and relies heavily on the fossil fuel for its own energy needs. The Port of Newcastle, located 170 kilometers from Sydney, is the country's most important terminal for coal shipments. Around 3,000 people from across Australia participated in the 30-hour blockade, which had been approved by the police. However, after the protest cut-off point, dozens of protesters remained in the water, leading to 109 arrests. Among those arrested were five miners, who were later released. On Monday, 104 people were charged for refusing to leave the harbour channel. The protest was organised by Rising Tide, who have described it as the biggest act of civil disobedience for climate in Australia's history. The demonstration took place just days before the start of COP28, the Global Climate Change Summit in Dubai. Rising Tide is calling on the government to tax thermal coal exports and cancel new fossil fuel projects. Australia has been criticised for its slow response to climate change, but Prime Minister Anthony Albanese has promised to join global efforts to reduce emissions. His government has set a target of reducing emissions by 43% by 2030, up from the previous commitment of 26-28%. However, the government has also approved new coal mines and has more projects waiting for approval. One of the protesters, 17-year-old Anjali Beams, said she was risking arrest because young people's voices on climate change have been consistently ignored by decision makers. She stated that she would not be complicit in allowing her future to be sold away for the profit of the fossil fuel industry. In conclusion, over 100 people have been arrested during a protest at the Port of Newcastle in Australia, the world's largest coal port. The activists were protesting against the lack of action on climate change and the country's heavy reliance on coal. The protest took place just days before the Global Climate Change Summit and calls for the government to tax thermal coal exports and cancel new fossil fuel projects. The government has set a target to reduce emissions, but has also approved new coal mines. Young people, whose voices have been ignored, are taking a stand against the fossil fuel industry.